thanks so much for joining me today for this full moon calibration meditation call on July 31st. The full moon in Aquarius reached its zenith this morning at 3:43 a.m. on the West Coast and at 6:43 on the East Coast. What makes a blue moon is it's the second full moon that occurs within a month. And the first full moon in July was on July 1st. And in doing a little bit of research for what's happening cosmically in the sky right now, the theme that I came upon that just resonated really deeply with me is love it or leave it. And the full moon is a great time to release things that are no longer working for you or aren't aligned with things that you want in your life. And Venus has been retrograde since July 25th in the sign of Virgo, which is which can be a sign that's very prone to attention to detail. And today it's moving into Leo, where it'll remain until it goes direct on September 6th. And Leo is very expansive, and it governs the heart and acts of love. So this feels like a really great time to focus on those things that you love, either that are in your life now or things that you love that aren't in your life that you want to draw to you. And I drew a card for our call, and I actually used I used Doreen Virtue's angel cards today. And it's the first time using them, and I love this card. And so the card is You Are Safe, and it's the Archangel Michael. And he is saying to us, I am protecting you against the lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home. And I love this card in relation to this loving what you love and leaving the rest behind, because he's making that a safe place in order for us to do that. So the rest of the description for this card is, let go of worries as I'm surrounding you, your loved ones, home and possessions with powerful, loving light. This light repels lower energies and attracts loving experiences. Focus on this light and love instead of on fear, as you'll attract the object of your focus. With your mind free of fear, you have additional time and energy to devote to your life's missions. You are free when you are fearless. Know that you are safe at all times and that my protection is flawless. And it's good to know that when working with Archangel Michael, his chief role is to escort away lower frequencies than energies of fear. And if you become worried or anxious, you should just take a moment to mentally ask Michael to bring you peace. You can also ask that he clear your home, your office, your vehicle, or your community of toxic energies. And after you call upon him, you'll most likely feel a warm sensation. And that's because of his fiery warrior spirit. You can also ask him to stay with you continuously, as he is able to be with everyone who calls upon him simultaneously, because in the realm of energetics, there is no time and space. And this is actually a theme that I've been working on this week. I had the honor to see my mentor earlier this week, and her reminder to me was to practice mind control, so that what I focus on is those positive things that I want to draw towards me, rather than those things that our mind can always lean towards, which are the fear or the negative or the worst case scenario. So for the past few days, I've been listening to The Power by Rhonda Byrne, which is a book that she wrote, but I've been listening to it as a audiobook. And it really allows me to vibrate at a much higher frequency, because my mind has become uncluttered. So our meditation today, is going to connect us to the heavens and to the earth, and take us out into the realm of the stars. And this meditation is really great in prep for, what would serve you best on this full moon, is to, create a list of what it is that you love in your life, and what is it that you love that's not there currently. And by identifying those things, you can magnetize them to your life. So find a comfortable seat, either sitting in a chair or cross-legged, or if lying down is more comfortable for you. I believe that meditation can be done in many different ways, many different forms. Sometimes it's through movement. Sometimes it's through a seated position. And sometimes it's through relaxation of the body. And take a deep breath in. And exhale. Take another inhalation and feel it go all the way down into your belly. And on the exhale, feel your body get comfortable in the position you chose. Take another inhalation in, down into your belly. And on the exhale, let go of any things you have to do that are running around in your mind or any should-haves. Let go of all that mental clutter. In the next inhalation, feel your energetic roots sprouting out of the soles of your feet. And feel them grow down towards the earth. Through your floor, through its foundation, until they hit the dirt below. Your roots grow deep and they grow wide. This energetic root system grounds your energy body to the earth. This is the place where we draw earth energy up into the body. And you can feel that happening now. And on each inhale, more earth energy moves up your energetic root system through the soles of your feet. To your heels and to your toes, to your ankles, up your calves, to your knees. Up your thighs and to the base of your spine. Where the energetic system center of your root chakra lives. The earth is the ultimate nurturer, and it is the place where our energy can feel safe. Now that we are all anchored into the earth, And you feel that beautiful earth energy running through your body. Draw your attention to the top of your head. Where your crown chakra resides. This chakra is our portal to the heavens, to the astral plane. Feel a beam of light. Touch down on the top of your head, tapping on your crown chakra. And feel this chakra open to allow in this energetic divinity. Feel this light energy wash down through your chakra system. We're going to use this beam of light to travel to the heavens. To astral project. To that thing you love the most. So allow your consciousness to ride this beam of light up and out of the top of your head. Into the sky. Into space. Where does your beam of light lead you? When you've reached your destination, take note. Notice who's there. What does it look like? There is no right thing to see. This place holds a connection to your divinity and ways in which you can bring more love into your life. Just take note. You will maintain a memory of this journey once the meditation is complete. Feel the divine love of this place, the divine love that surrounds you. Know that you will bring this feeling back with you to the earth plane. Take a moment to see if there's anything else, any other information that you're supposed to obtain in this place. And make a mental note. And then get ready to hop on your light beam to travel back down to the earth. back into your body. Notice the stars in the heavens, any constellations, the aerial view. As you gently sail down, and re-enter your body through your crown chakra. Notice how you can still feel the divine love of that place, of your divinity, the earth energy coming up through the soles of your feet, the light energy coming in through the top of your head. Know that you can return to this place at any moment and bring a little bit more of that feeling down into your life. Feel how much the universe loves you. How safe you are. When you're ready, wiggle your toes and your fingers. Take a deep breath. Open your eyes. Notice the beautiful surroundings around you. I'm going to end with my current favorite quote by Nikola Tesla. Though free to think and act, we are held together like the stars in the firmament. With ties inseparable. These ties cannot be seen, but we can feel them. And please take a moment today to write down your journey. Note what it is you love and what it is that you don't. Thanks so much for joining me.